Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. The claim that the extinct dire wolf has been resurrected in a way has created excitement and concern about tampering with previously lost species. Our Sean Malone went to the local experts, Fred Gauna, executive director of the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka.
It's a pretty splashy headline, right? You've got an animal that hasn't been on the landscape in 10,000, 13,000 years. You know, and the 51-year-old kid in me is super excited about the idea. From my perspective as a conservation advocate, you know, I think the science is exciting. You know, we're not ones to be afraid of science. And so, the thought is what, as flashy as that is, and there's a lot of details in the semantics of what is or is not, an extinct species and whether it's back, but I think the stuff that I'm most excited about is how does this science apply to the animals that are still alive today? Like, what can we do to apply so that we're not worried about bringing them back from extinction because they never went extinct?
How does this change your thinking on the work that you're doing? It's my understanding that Mexican and American red wolves are some of the species that you're working to save.
But there's a couple aspects of wolf biology and conservation that this could affect. The genetics is a really important component of recovering these two species back into their native landscape. Both went through a very severe bottleneck due to extermination efforts. So all Mexican wolves today are descended from 7 individuals and American red wolves are from 14 individuals. So there's a lot of work being done in conservation organizations such as ours and zoos and other conservation centers throughout the country to preserve as much genetic variability as we can. So what I see when I hear about this is what can this do to contribute to maintaining as much genetic diversity as possible for an animal that is still alive today and on the landscape? And can it augment the selective breeding process that we go through to make sure that highly related individuals aren't breeding and having offspring? So that to me is what's exciting. We've used science in the past for conservation. We currently use artificial insemination to help preserve genetic variabilities. It's easier to move sperm than an entire wolf if you want to do breeding. So sometimes that can help contribute to making sure that the species is as healthy as possible genetically.
Let's get into some of those semantics that we hinted at a little bit earlier. Some experts say that this isn't exactly bringing back an extinct species. They altered an existing species to be very close. How do you fall on the line of whether or not this is exactly bringing back an extinct species or not?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question because my understanding of it, and I'm not a geneticist, I'm not doing the research that is on this, but that they are, essentially you have a gray wolf with dire wolf characteristics because they inserted genes from that were found from fossilized remains into, they replicated those and inserted those. So you you know, the argument of what is or is not a species, it's kind of hard to really fall hard on saying this is exactly what the dire wolf was, because it's even the scientists are not that did this, I don't think, are saying that. It's a, you know, it's a kind of a look-see at what parts of, you know, some genetic components of a dire wolfness. I'm not sure if that's an actual word or not, but we'll run with that. So I think it highlights, though, you know, what is lost is really hard to get back. Because for in order for an animal to be 100% itself, it's not just the genetics. It's also there's behavioral components to it. There's how, what are you learning? Is the landscape the same as when you left it, so to speak? And you know, work that we do it with extant wolves, wolves that are still around, is we are, when we breed them and raise them, we're letting them be raised as wild as possible, because they learning how to be a wolf from a wild wolf is, I think, critical to being a wild animal.
That is Sean Malone and Fred Gauna, Executive Director of the Endangered Wolf Center in Eureka.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.